Well, good morning. That third voice you hear in the studio is that of our good friend Karen Pickard. She is with us from Oakley Village over in Lexington, and she is here for something that Casey and I really enjoy, which is our Tuesday morning positive points on aging, something that we have grown to love over the years, and we really appreciate that Miss Karen is here because you've been the constant.
I have been the constant.
Others have come and gone, but when it all boils down, Karen Pickard is
still here.
And still 11
years
bringing
at Oakley Village. Yes. I don't think I'm ever going away.
I hope that you don't go away for a long time because, one, is you do wonderful thing for our older adults.
It.
But also, we love what you bring here to the point and to the positive points on aging because you come in with some really important thing for our seniors and for caretakers,
yes,
caregivers, care everything. And so let's tackle that a little bit. What you got for us today?
Well, you sent me a link which was very intriguing from the get-go, and it's about loneliness and seniors. Loneliness in general, we're seeing an uptick on,
yes,
even in young people. And in young people, being alone or being lonely are two different things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
However, when you start talking about the older population, being alone and loneliness are kind of joined.
Okay.
So, and to me, that makes more sense. I think if you're a depressed kind of person, that being in a crowd, you can be lonely. I understand that, but I understand the being alone and loneliness thing because most seniors are alone.
Right.
Let's be honest. Most of our kids don't live in town anymore. We are not a multifamily housing group any longer like mm-hmm. we used to be. And mom doesn't want to give up her house on Lake Murray. I'm just right. warning my kids with that statement. And well, that means I'm going to be alone.
Yeah, culturally, we've stayed separated even
yes.
well into geriatric age, where other cultures, you know, the grandparents will move back in or you'll always stay cohabitating.
Right, because if you live in Hong Kong, the mm-hmm. cost of housing is ridiculous and you cannot do it. So you have to have multiple families living in a house.
Right, exactly.
So think about things like that. In this country, you know, prosperity was owning your own home and getting out of your parents' house. Now, I know we give kids grief about living in their parents' basement these days. That's a totally different thing. But people who live in a house together, they took care of each other. They helped make meals together, which you guys were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They did all that stuff together. And so you weren't alone.
Well, you strengthen that family unit, strengthen yes. those family bonds. When you believe that cohabitating is, you know, the way your family wants to exist.
Yeah. And it makes a big difference. You know, but I don't really want to live with my kids, and we all say that. But that's just the way this country is. However, for older individuals, the lonely, like I said, the loneliness and alone are linked. I find this number kind of frightening. 53% of all older adults report to their doctors that they are lonely. Mm. That's a lot
that's
of people.
Sad.
That
folks.
Is really high.
That's sad.
Yeah,
too.
It's
really
real
is. That's
sad.
A shame that better than half.
Yeah.
Our older adults, our seniors are lonely. That's and that's something we can help with.
Yes.
And we'll talk about
we'll
that.
We'll talk about
yeah.
that because this is one this is what caught my attention with that link that you sent me. Loneliness has emerged as a major biopsychological and social factor stressor. It is more dangerous for older people than alcoholism, than obesity. And you could smoke up to 15 cigarettes a day, and this would be worse for you
wow.
than that.
That's
wow. huge, folks.
That is really big.
I mean, we have yeah. an obesity epidemic in this country as it is. I'm talking to myself. And we also have an alcohol and drug problem in this country, as we all
no, just
did. What? I saw that
one. No. For fun, let me tell you why
listening.
I just did that. Hold on. Here's why we're laughing. When Karen said we have an obesity problem, I raised my hand. And then when we said, you know, we have a drinking problem, I was looking, well, what can I say about Casey?
He pointed right at me. He pointed right at me.
So, well, what is your saying? Your morning saying when I say, how you doing?
This is as good as sober gets.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but no, I was just making sure you felt included in the great in the group.
I know you're just teasing me. For somebody who doesn't drink, anybody yeah. that does is you know,
no,
we're all on the spectrum.
But yes, bottom line, back to the serious for what we're talking about
yes.
is the, yeah, that's.
Isn't that frightening?
It is really a scary number.
So when we think about this, what are some of the symptoms that we can imagine? And then how could, are people willing to confess that this is the experience they're having? You said some of them will tell their doctor, but like, how likely are we to know that that's what our parents are feeling?
Well, you probably aren't unless you're very intuitive to that sort of thing. Doctors are starting to ask, you guys are probably too young, but I've noticed my questionnaire when I go to the doctor has started, you know, including, have you had meals today? Are you stressed? Are you afraid of not having money to pay your bills? All those right. things that they're asking seniors.
Right.
Good.
And it's kind of irritating to me, but it makes perfect sense. Yeah, okay, that goes back to the libertarian. Leave me alone. I'll figure it out on my own.
Right.
So go away.
However, I can respect that. I can respect that.
But at the same time, there are people who need those questions asked. Are you struggling to get a meal? I get it. A lot of people are, so I shouldn't diss that. But that's where they're getting these numbers from, because the physicians are asking the right questions.
Right. Uh-huh.
Finally, I'm in the senior care industry. You guys have heard me say this a million times. Assisted living is a social model, and it's a social model because human beings are social animals, whether we want to admit it or not.
Right.
And so it's really hard to watch a person and know whether they're lonely. But I think you can tell, because loneliness leads to depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're depressed, you tend to not want to go out.
Right.
You know, is their hygiene good? And this is probably too much information, but if I'm home over the weekend and I'm not doing anything and Phil's not around, I may not get up that day and take a shower. I may do a whole lot of stuff around the house, and it'll be 8 o'clock at night, and I go, ooh, I never got around to taking a shower.
Yeah.
But if you see that happening day after day after day, then there's something going on there.
Right.
Are they
eating? There's a big difference between what you said.
Yeah.
And what your concern is, because you said, and I'm doing things all day, and I'm this and I'm that.
Right.
If you're laying in bed all day and you're not wanting to even get out of bed, that's a scary sign.
That's a scary sign. It's even sitting in front of the TV all day,
mm-hmm.
you know, or sitting in front of your computer and on your phone.
Yeah. That's just not healthy.
It's not healthy.
They're not getting up and getting dressed.
Right.
They're not approaching the day as if there's opportunity in that day to do something
right.
or be with people.
Or be around somebody else.
Right.
And what happens with seniors is and I hear this all the time, well, my mother has somebody coming in to see her all the time. Really? Once a day for an hour is not all the time, folks.
Right.
Right.
Once a week is not all the time. Church friends, they come. The pastor tries to come, but he's seeing hundreds of other people.
Sure.
They're seeing other people. They have their own lives. They don't always get over there. Now, there are the exceptions that prove the rule out there. I mean, I have run into people who do have church friends who still drive, who still come to visit them. But it's the older you get, the more rare that becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody is not able to drive anymore, chances are really very good they're lonely. They're just not going to tell you about it because they're not getting out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even people, it's because of what I do for a living. I can go to the grocery store. I can guarantee you, I can tell you who's lonely. Because that person is sitting there chatting away with the checkout person, or you're standing there looking at something on the aisle, and they come up and they start talking to you, and they don't go away. They just keep talking, and they keep talking, and they keep talking. It's true. Those people don't have any access to
others. But be kind to those strangers,
Absolutely.
Too, because you don't ever know if that conversation may be the thing that helps them, you know, get a little bit more pep in their step
it
for that day.
It may be the only conversation they have all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Their kids
yeah.
can't call them every day or don't call them every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and there are exceptions to the rule, because my mother spoke to everyone.
Well, Phil Pickard's like that, too.
Yes.
He could talk to a door.
Everyone.
And
my mom, if she saw someone who had a pulse, she found a way to talk.
Yep.
And she'd go up to people and start. And I'm telling you, she said, if I can't make you laugh, then I failed today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stay here until I make you laugh. So sometimes people would just start cackling just to get rid of her.
What a great legacy.
That's an exception. Again.
Yeah. But the point is, you're so right, though, that what you said, that might be their only time where they get a chance to. And if it's stupid small talk, boy, the cost of noodles have really gone up. That's just their way of leading into.
Yeah.
You know, if they need to talk for a minute, unless you're in a rush, you know.
You give them the opportunity.
Show them some love, yeah.
And that's
talk
the
to
big
somebody,
thing.
For
yeah.
sure. For sure. All right, we're at 8:45. Let's get the Fox Business Report. We'll come on back. Karen's with us from Oakley Village, the positive points on aging.
Mornings with Kev. Columbia's local talk radio experience continues now from the Bart Fireside Studios.
Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. About 8:52. Thanks for being with us. The Positive Points on Aging, our Tuesday feature that we love with Miss Karen and Miss Katie from over at Oakleaf Village. Karen's with us today, and we're happy to have you with us and appreciative of you coming on in and hanging out with us and also bringing certain foods for...
There might have been a Bojangles biscuit. I don't know. It was there. I made quick work of it.
There were two, but apparently someone is on a diet.
Yeah.
I don't know about. Sorry.
It's okay.
Next time I'll bring you a spinach salad.
It'll find a good home.
Don't worry. Okay, I'm happy to see Casey enjoy. She deserves it. She works hard. It's her birthday plus.
Yeah, it is her birthday.
Casey Fest.
Yeah, Casey Fest birthday
on
Friday.
Put a candle in the other one.
So there you go. Today we're talking with Miss Karen about loneliness and what a, I mean, it's not a named disease. It's a condition.
Yes.
But it is a dangerous condition if we're not aware of it.
Correct. And I want to talk about some problems that are caused by being lonely, because this feeds into what you had asked before the break, and that is, how do you tell?
Right.
Well, loneliness can cause all kinds of digestive issues, which you don't think about, but an estimate shows that about 40% of older adults live with some sort of stomach condition, whether it's Crohn's disease, colitis, all kinds of things. And we're hearing more and more about that. It's not a great morning conversation. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
But at assisted livings, we all struggle with that because people come in and they tell us that they have horrible stomach issues.
Right.
And they can't eat this and they can't eat that. And this is what happens and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, yeah, well, maybe it's because they've been living at home too long by themselves. And we do see people change and their diets change. Y'all were talking about not sitting at the table so much.
Mm-hmm.
As a family, when my kids were young, yes, Phil cooks, not me. But when my kids were young, we all sat down at the table every night and had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference. You know, people are engaged. So when you go to an assisted living community, you are engaged at mealtime with other people, which you might not have been at home.
Right.
And you aren't eating well.
Yeah.
There's more to be said for how was your day than just how was your day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can delve into that pretty deep if you really want to.
Sure.
And, you know, always ask open-ended questions, never closed-ended questions. But people do need to sit down together and have conversation. And that's an important time. And that does help digestive problems. You eat better all the way around. Stroke patients. When you think about having a stroke, if you're physically impaired, you're probably going to be isolated. You know, if you can't walk, you're not going to get out as much as you used to be able to. Or if part of your body isn't working correctly, you're embarrassed. You don't want to go to Walmart even. You don't want to go anywhere.
With your walker or your cane. Or
riding in a scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how we all kind of look at the person in the scooter and go, well, I wonder what's wrong with them. I mean, we all it's a stigmatism. Everybody's got it. So you kind of have to watch that. But people... loneliness rises the risk of death due to heart attacks and stroke by a third.
Wow.
Interesting number.
Wow.
Again, that's not a disease. That's a
condition.
Yeah. Of the disease. But,
right. And it can lead to horrible things. That's how serious of a condition loneliness
can be. Emotional condition, yes.
Right.
It is.
I mean, emotions can be exhausting anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And when we think about like having to go, when you have these like really high emotions or really low emotions, but if loneliness is a persistent emotion, then you're persistently taxing your system.
And it picks at you all the way through. It's just awful.
Wow.
And so this one, of course, is near and dear to my heart. They tested 2,300 dementia-free adults. Average age, 73 years old, to see how they were doing when they got lonely. Loneliness was defined as feeling lonely 3 or 4 days a week or more, okay?
Okay.
Over the past 10 years, 22% of the lonely participants developed dementia.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Out of 2,300 people.
Wow.
Compared to just 13% of those who were not classified as lonely. Lonely people ages 60 to 79 are 3 times more likely to have smaller brain size and poor executive functioning, like checkbook doing and bill paying.
Yeah.
It is a huge factor for dementia. And as you know, that's one of the things that we talk about, how to overcome dementia. So if you are an older adult, there are ways to get out if you can't drive. There is Uber. Set your mother up with an Uber account and get her to go play pickleball. Yeah. Get her to go do a yoga class. Get her to go to a
bingo, bingo,
theater, anything. There are so many senior citizens. We talked about this last week. So many things they can do. I like walking by myself, but don't walk by yourself. Go to the mall and walk. Mm-hmm. Get yourself out there and meet people and talk to people, because that is better for your brain than your diet. I just said that, you know, it's better for your brain to not be lonely than what you're eating.
What about seniors who are caring for much younger people? Like, for example, if your kids are showing up over there after school,
yes,
and mom and dad are watching them just for the couple of hours before you get home from work. I mean, would you, to me, like logically, it seems like just even having these young people around would be a brain boost.
Of course it is. It's intergenerational stimulation again. And
yeah,
I grew up in an intergenerational family, so I believe in that. I was the youngest, so I benefited greatly. But having older people around, six-year-olds, they get everything from them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go to my grandmother's house after school, and she taught me to play the banjo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do that kind of stuff. Be involved. Be engaged with your family if you can. And it doesn't have to be your family. It could be your neighbor. You know, the little lady next door to you that doesn't get out. Why don't you send your kids over there to help clean the house?
Mm-hmm.
Or get them, ask them if they'll
or
teach your kids.
Or to play checkers or to water plants or, yeah.
See if they can teach your kids how to cook. See if they can engage your kids. And that, everybody wins in those kind of situations. Mm-hmm. But I think this whole article is really about don't be alone. And if your mother says, yes, she does not plan on ever leaving her lake house, have a conversation with her about why it's a good thing to maybe at some point down
sure.
the road consider assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's expensive. Not everybody can afford it. But if you can, staying home alone is not necessarily the best thing for you.
Yeah. I know we're at the end of our time, but I just want to put in one little extra comment about that, too. When our senior citizens get lonely, they get desperate.
Yes.
And people will prey upon them.
Absolutely. That's another whole thing I didn't even get into.
Maybe next
But if
week.
You have any questions, give me a call at 803-808-3477 or check us out at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You're awesome.
Thanks,
thank you,
guys.
Karen.
Thanks so much. That's good stuff. All right. Thank you, Casey.
Thank
see
you, Kev.
See you tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. I'll see everybody at 4 o'clock this afternoon for the afternoon drive. In the meantime, be kind to one another, and thank you for listening to The Point.